It is Halloween. It's also 6 days before the election. President Trump hits the campaign trail again today, hoping to talk immigration after visiting Pittsburgh yesterday to pay respects after the synagogue shooting. Democrats across the country are making their final pitch to voters, many focusing their message on health care. We're joined now by NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi there.
So you are about to join President Trump in his latest campaign push. He is heading to Florida. One of the things people have noticed about his schedule leading up to the midterms at this point is that he seems to be focused mainly on Senate races. Has he given up on Republicans keeping the House?
I don't think he's given up. I think Republicans are engaged in a mad scramble to keep their losses in the House as low as possible. But the president has been going to red states, states where he's popular. He isn't campaigning in blue districts where he's not popular. And it just so happens that this year, the Senate battleground is a bunch of very red states that he won, where his approval rating is very high. And there just happens to be Democratic Senate incumbents running for re-election in those states. So that's where he's focusing.
Meanwhile, he's been talking, as we've been talking about the last 24 hours or so, about ending so-called birthright citizenship. He said today on Twitter that it will be ended one way or the other, even though it is protected by the Constitution. And constitutional scholars have said it would not be possible for him to end it by executive order. We remember that it was a week ago, Mara, that he was talking about passing a middle-class tax cut before the election. Do these last-minute policy appeals work for voters?
Well, he thinks they work for his base. Don't forget, immigration is the number one issue. It's the number one culture war issue that he thinks energizes his voters. That's what birthright citizenship is for. He also is sending 5,200 troops to the border, even though that caravan is mostly filled with women and kids, and it's hundreds of miles away from the U.S. border. But the 10% tax cut gambit is defensive, and he proposed that because the tax cut that the Republicans already passed is so unpopular. And middle-class people and Republicans' own internal polls show that people think it was a tax cut for the rich, not for them.
So he's appealing to his base. But can Republicans do what they want to do in these midterms just with the base?
Well, that's what the president's theory is. It's always all about the base with him. And the problem for a lot of Republicans in these affluent, educated suburban districts is they need more than the base. They need independent voters. And they've been struggling. Members of Congress in those districts have been struggling.
What about the other big story of this week, which is, of course, the terrible shooting in Pittsburgh and following up on the pipe bombs that were sent to some of the president's critics? He's been blaming the media for a climate of violence, creating that climate of violence. Many have been blaming him and his rhetoric. What are voters thinking as they look at all that?
Well, what we have seen is over the last week or two, his approval rating has dipped. And we saw this before after Charlottesville, when he said there were good people on both sides, neo-Nazis and the counter-protesters. And when the president tries to deal with a national tragedy like this, he often suffers in the eyes of voters because he doesn't do this very well. He doesn't do empathy. He doesn't see himself as a moral leader. He doesn't see his role as healing. His go-to strategy is division. And just to illustrate this, he went to Pittsburgh yesterday. He visited the synagogue. And what he tweeted today, he said, "Melania and I were treated very nicely yesterday in Pittsburgh. The office of the president was shown great respect on a very sad and solemn day. We were treated so warmly. Small protest was not seen by us, staged far away. The fake news stories were just the opposite, disgraceful." Not a word about the victims or the community. It was all about him. And I think this is why he really has a hard time with voters when he tries to rise to the occasion or doesn't try to rise to the occasion, as the case may be.
What are the numbers telling you at this point about early voting and turnout?
What the numbers are telling us about early voting and turnout is that this could be a historic turnout election for a midterm. We have millennials and young voters, at least based on their early voting turnout, reaching perhaps record levels. Democrats have been extremely energized this entire cycle, but Republicans are energized too. I think this is going to be a big, big turnout election for a midterm. And I think that's a really good thing.
Mariah, we have 5 seconds left, but I want to ask you, what is the state that you're going to be watching on election night, the big race?
Florida. The Florida governor's race. Yeah. The Florida governor's race is the single most important race for 2020, yep. The most important race for Donald Trump. Same with the Ohio governor's race, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Those are the races he needs to go Republican for his reelection campaign.
NPR national political correspondent, Mara Liasson.